Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin. Strap yourself in for this quick quiz of music history. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. This game can be played by yourself, in teams, or against a friend. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2010, Something Somewhere Someday, and 2020's opening lyrics. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout the game if you need to give yourself a little bit more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we are heading back to 2010, when Toy Story 3 was the biggest film of the year and Angry Birds was the hottest game on mobile phones. We have 5 questions for you, all about the music news from the year 2010. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. In February 2010, charity single We Are The World 25 was released to support the victims of an earthquake in which country? Question 2. In July 2010, a court case on copyright infringement ruled against the band Men at Work in relation to which hit song from 1981? Question 3. At the 52nd Grammy Awards, Beyoncé took home Song of the Year for which single? Popular for its use at weddings and bachelorette parties. Question 4. In June 2010, which 80s band, known for their funny headwear, released their first album in 20 years? Question 5. Which quirky pop star shined at the MTV Video Music Awards in September 2010, taking home 8 awards for their songs from The Fame Monster? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Something Somewhere Someday. There are 5 clues coming your way about hit songs, and each one will either have the word something, somewhere, or someday in its title. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. This song about a secretive place was a 2004 hit for Keen, and later a number 1 hit for Lily Allen in 2013. Question 7. This 1997 Elton John single was perhaps overshadowed when it was released as a double A-side with Princess Diana tribute Candle in the Wind. Question 8. This 2003 hit was the lead single from Nickelback's album The Long Road. Question Question 9. This song was originally sung by a young Judy Garland in the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz. Question 10. This 2017 collaboration was a smash hit for the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is 2020's opening lyrics. You're going to hear the opening lines of some of the biggest hit songs of the 2020s. The catch is, it's being read aloud in a different voice than normal. For each hit song that you can correctly guess, give yourself 1 point. You can also get another point for guessing the correct artist behind the song. Now, let's take a listen to those lyrics. Question 11.
Vintage tea, brand new phone, high heels on, cobblestones. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. Sequin smile, black lipstick, sensual, politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
Question 12.
A lucky, lucky girl, she got married to a boy like you. She'd kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the... You tell me that you do.
Question 13.
There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence.
Question 14.
For a while there, it was rough, but lately, I've been doing better than the last 4 cold Decembers, I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love.
Question 15.
It can't be said. I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say a word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight.
That is all our rounds complete. We are going to be right back after a break to reveal the answers. And we are back. I know you're itching to know the answers, so let's reveal the first batch from the year 2010. Question 1. Haiti. The re-recording of the charity track this time included the likes of Miley Cyrus, Usher, Pink, and Jennifer Hudson. Question 2. Down Under. The court ruled that the song's famous flute riff borrows too heavily from a 1932 song called Kookaburra. Question 3. Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It was the Beyoncé song that took home Song of the Year. Question 4. Devo made their return after 20 years away. And question 5. Lady Gaga, she won big for her popular music video Bad Romance. Continuing on to round two, Something, Somewhere, Someday. You received clues about songs, all of which had one of those three words in the title. Here are the correct answers. Question 6. Somewhere Only We Know by Keane or Lily Allen. Question 7. Something About the Way You Look Tonight by Elton John. Question 8. Someday by Nickelback. Question 9. Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland, although the song was originally just known as Over the Rainbow until it was covered many times under this title. Question 10. Something Just Like This by The Chainsmokers and Coldplay. For our final round today, you heard the opening lines of some of the biggest hits of the current decade, the 2020s. You could grab 1 point for a correct song title and another point for a correct artist. And these are the songs you were hearing. Question 11, that was Cardigan by Taylor Swift. Question 12, you heard Unholy by Sam Smith and Kim Petras. Question 13, Easy On Me by Adele. Question 14 was Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. And finally, question 15 was Too Sweet by Hozier. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can jump on and let us know how you scored. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content too. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.